Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to this special edition of Stinchfield, a very important day. Not only is it St. Patrick's Day, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody, but we've got this bloodbath hoax to talk about. And I want to get right to the point of talking about this bloodbath hoax because this is going to be Joe Biden's final nail in the coffin. You watch. The mainstream media is being so devious, acting as a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, that to me, it is so out of control, and it is proof that we no longer have a mainstream media. So I'm going to go through President Trump's comments, all of them. By the way, they're trying to engage in another hoax, too, that he called all migrants that's saying that they're not human. That is not what President Trump said at all. Again, lies by omission from the mainstream media. It's one of their most prolific tactics when it comes to spreading propaganda throughout this country. Lies by omission. So, of course, the show is brought to you by Midas Gold Group. Thanks to them, I got my Happy St. Patrick's Day, Make America Great Again hat from Midas Gold Group. That's the kind of guys they are. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD, Midas Gold Group. .com. You cannot beat this hat. Thank you to Midas Gold Group for that. All right, with that, let's get the show started because I want to dig right into what President Trump said, what he really said, and what the mainstream media is doing, including Nancy Pelosi. Blowing the whistle on herself. Words come back to haunt you, Fancy Nancy. We're going to play this about her smear campaign that she explained how it works just a couple years ago. So with that, folks, let's get the show started. Started right now.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, thank you so very much. Glad to be here. GrantStinchfield.com. GrantStinchfield.com. That you can find all of the podcasts and news that's out. Sign up for the email list, etc. Stinchfield1776 on all the social media platforms. So let's get right to it, folks. This is what the mainstream media now is weaponizing. And this is what happens when you take just a snippet of someone's comments and then use it totally out of context to harm that person. President Trump's used to this. I think the American public is becoming more and more used to it and onto it to know not to believe it. This is called the bloodbath hoax.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building.
So that's where they end it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. If I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath, civil war. Make America great again. Conservatives are going to be rioting in the streets. We're going to be killing everybody. Really? That is not what he said. It's not what he meant. It is not what is going to happen. And so the mainstream media takes that one little snippet. Now, if I play for you the full context of what President Trump actually said, you may get a better idea of what he meant by a bloodbath.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line. And you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
Now, if you take that whole speech right there, it's not a bloodbath civil war if he doesn't get elected. It's a bloodbath economically. Now, folks, I could do this for you as well. Take a look at the definition of bloodbath, okay? This, folks, is the definition of bloodbath. Bloodbath economically. What does it say here? It says synonyms of bloodbath, a major economic disaster. It is used time and time again, over and over again in circles. President Trump's a business guy. He explained it with the China stuff. And yet the mainstream media, as devious as these mother scratchers are, come out with stuff like this. This is Nancy Pelosi on CNN.
Because he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness. But how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about? Praising Hitler, praising the Russian.
And Dana Bash doesn't even correct her there. This, to me, folks, is so, so evil. Nancy Pelosi knows what she's doing. So all over the place, you saw this. I mean, it came like wildfire. The bloodbath hoax. They literally, every major left-wing news outlet you could imagine came out with headlines about the bloodbath. Look at this. NBC News. Trump says there will be bloodbath if he loses the election. In Ohio rally, Trump says there will be a bloodbath if he loses. That's CBS. Rolling Stone. Trump says there will be a bloodbath and elections will. Do you see what's happening? Yes, President Trump said there will be a bloodbath. But they lie by omission, by omitting the part about an economic bloodbath. And specifically a bloodbath for auto workers. If these electric vehicle mandates get through with Joe Biden, we'll have no more gas cars. Most of the jobs will be lost in America. This is what President Trump was talking about. It was very, very clear in his comments. So what I would like to do is go through some of what Martha Raddatz on ABC's This Week. It's not a super popular show, but a lot of the politicos watch it. And I want to go through a portion of her opening, what we call a package in the business, her opening story, to show you how this was designed to destroy President Trump. When in my mind, all it does is actually embolden him. But take a look at Martha Raddatz's piece, and we'll start and stop it as we go.
With a song by the so-called January 6th prison choir.
Please rise for the horribly and unfairly treated January 6th hostages.
Made up of those serving time for storming the Capitol. Trump framing them as hostages, patriots.
You see the spirit from the hostages, and that's what they are, as hostages. The first day we get into office, we're going to save our country, and we're going to work with the people to treat those unbelievable patriots.
See, they don't even let him end. Treat them fairly. He doesn't say we're going to free them all. He didn't even say he's going to pardon them all. He says we're going to work with the people. He's thinking in his mind, all right, how am I going to word this so it's within the frames of the Constitution to get these people some help and justice that they deserve? Now, the reality is the large majority of the American public does not understand that the January 6th is another one of these hoaxes perpetrated by the mainstream media. So the American people doesn't understand that. What video does she show there? She shows video of them fighting and kicking and screaming. She doesn't show the video that I usually show, which is people walking through the center halls of the Capitol, in between the ropes, taking selfies, not doing anything. Only that West Terrace did it get rough. Everywhere else was not bad. So this is designed to smear President Trump in the eyes of the American public by supporting January 6ers, which have been unfairly persecuted. Anybody with common sense will tell you that. Let's see. Martha Raddatz continues.
But that was just the beginning. Trump stoking more fear about migrants at the southern border. Trump at one point saying they're not people.
Well, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion. But I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say. These are bad, These are animals.
And while blasting the auto industry.
Now, listen to me. President Trump didn't say migrants are bad people. President Trump talked about the people in the prisons in places like Venezuela and El Salvador. He says, I know the leaders of these countries. I would let them go too. They're the worst of the worst. Send them to America. Get them out of the country. These are the worst people. I say they're not people. But Martha Raddatz there just said, he said, migrants are not people. Migrants are not humans. That is not what he said. He said MS-13 gang members, the worst of the worst, the evil criminals that are being sent here are not human. And he specifically mentioned the killers of Lake and Riley and others in the United States for these poor angel families that have lost one loved ones to the hands of illegal aliens. I'll finish up her little deal here.
Foreign manufacturing and embrace of electric vehicles, the former president making this comment.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
And she ends it with the bloodbath. At least she set it up with the electric vehicles, but she leaves the innuendo in there to let you try to figure out what does he mean? Does he mean there's going to be an uprising by auto workers? You're going to be taking baseball bats to the streets? I mean, come on, man. The media has gotten so out of control with all of this. I mean, just look at all of these headlines. This is NBC News. Trump says there'll be a bloodbath. New York Times. Trump says migrants are not people and predicts bloodbath if he loses. That is not what he said. CNBC. Trump says there will be bloodbath if he doesn't get elected in November. Trump warns of bloodbath for auto industry and country if he loses the election. Better from CNN and NDTV, Donald Trump warns of bloodbath if he's not elected. Joe Biden responds. Folks, all of that is so bad. You know, just going back here, look at this one from the New York Times. Trump says some migrants are not people and predicts bloodbath if he loses. So the New York Times tries to infuse the smallest hint of journalism by saying some migrants, instead of saying Trump warns criminal migrants let out of prisons are not human. Trump warns murderous migrants are not human. Trump warns illegal MS-13 gang members. Something like that would be much more fair than some migrants are not human. So this is what we get from them. Now, Nancy Pelosi comes out as one of the first to push the bloodbath hoax. I'm going to play that for you. I'm going to play President Trump's full comments on the not human comments. But first, folks, before I do that, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com is where I want you to go. I use a Patriot Mobile phone. I love my Patriot Mobile phone. I specifically... I'm so proud of the executive team at Patriot Mobile that decided, you know what? We're going to be America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. We're going to be proud about it, no matter what the mainstream media does to attack us. And they do. The same outlets I just named there are constantly attacking Patriot Mobile for what? Being Christian, being pro-God, being pro-freedom, being pro-liberty, actually putting money to all the causes that we believe in. PatriotMobile.com/grant. I urge you. Be part of the parallel economy. Why would you wait? You can use the same network that you're on now. You can use your same phone. You can get a new phone. You can change your number, get a new number. Same thing as with all the other cell phone companies. But you get 100% U.S.-based customer service. That's phenomenal. PatriotMobile.com/grant, okay? That will get you free activation if you use the promo code GRANT. 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call them and tell them that Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right, so I told you I would tell you about Nancy Pelosi. So again, President Trump says, well, the mainstream media plays this.
And you're not going to be able to sell those guns. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
That is what the media plays. This is what the president actually said. The reason I play this twice is because it's important that you know it so you can take this to the office tomorrow. We are Stinchfield's army. We are warriors on the information war. I need you to regurgitate exactly what President Trump said here.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think, they think, that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line. And you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
All right, folks. You got it. You feel it. Electric car manufacturers. They're coming in from China. 100% tariff. We're going to make sure we keep American jobs. We're going to make sure our country's prosperous. We're not going to let China beat us. We're not going to let Mexico beat us. We're going to put America first. If I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. He's talking economically. It is clear from this. And I would hope any devious media member out there, Jake Tapper, I'm talking to you, Chris Cuomo, Rachel Maddow, all of you clowns, acknowledge this. Be bigger than your network is and acknowledge what the man said. Do not be like Fancy Nancy Pelosi.
Because he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness. But how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about? Praising Hitler, praising the Russians.
He never praised Hitler. He never really even praised the Russians. And certainly you want to talk about the American people being respectful. Nancy Pelosi, what you're doing is pushing a flat out lie. You are not being respectful to the American people. There's nothing respectful about you. You are playing politics with a game that you conceived of and you weaponized. Do you want to hear Nancy Pelosi's words about what she's doing and what she's doing right now to push this bloodbath hoax? What does she call it? She calls it a smear campaign. And watch this. I forget her name of it, but she's got it here. Watch.
And it's a diversionary tactic. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear.
The wrap-up smear. I knew there was some kind of crazy name for it. The wrap-up smear, she's got a name for.
You want to talk politics? You call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident. But
oh, it's a tactic, all right. It's a tactic that Nancy Pelosi just used. She just used the wrap-up smear. Let's go down to what she says. She says, the smear is false. President Trump's calling for a bloodbath in America if he doesn't win the election. There's your false smear. We know that's false. Check. You merchandise it. Well, we certainly know that they've merchandised it because just look at the headlines now. But they really do it they really merchandise it by Nancy Pelosi merchandising.
Because he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath?
She merchandises it. They then write about it, right? It gets reported on, and then, folks, you spread it. That's exactly what we're seeing here with this. This is the wrap-up smear against President Trump. Nancy Pelosi created it. She has put it into motion. And the sad reality is there are many Americans that will buy into it because they only get their news from the likes of CNN, The Washington Post, The New York Times, MSNBC, ABC, CBS. Now, Fox News, for as far they're moving left of center now, they'll be honest about this. My assumption is, at least I hope so. Newsmax will be good. One American News, Real America's Voice, where I have my show, will be fine. Sadly, not everybody gets their news from these organizations. The wrap-up smear, says Nancy Pelosi. Now, just to prove them wrong, how about this guy? This is one of these left-wing MSNBCers. He used the term bloodbath. This is from a couple years ago. Did anybody go crazy about this?
To buy the stuff that you were able to buy a year or two or three years ago, it's tough, tough sledding. I hate to be negative mini over here. I don't even know what the hell that means. But I am really scared about a bloodbath 10 days from now.
A bloodbath. A bloodbath. Is he talking about civil war? No, they didn't go crazy on him for that. Here's an MSNBC commentator.
I will tell you, somebody in high up in McAuliffe's camp who was there with McAuliffe put it this way to me about an hour ago. It's a bloodbath.
Is it civil war in Virginia? Civil war in Virginia because Glenn Youngkin won? No. President Trump, though, God forbid he says it. God forbid President Trump says this.
And you're not going to be able to sell those guns. If I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's
no blood in the streets. There's going to be violence and craziness, and Republicans will be shooting Democrats. Oh, my gosh. Yet the media runs with that nonsense. Again, it tells you there is literally no such thing as the mainstream media anymore. There really isn't. There's no such thing as an unbiased media. There's no such thing as a watchdog over those who control and keep the power in America. There's no watchdog anymore. In many respects, it's us. But look, I'm here to tell you, I'm a biased observer. I'm not unbiased. I tell you the truth. Everything I say is based in fact. But I specifically have a goal, and that is to get President Trump elected, push conservative politics. I'm not, you know, so many of you say, oh, Grant, you're a great journalist. You're one of the few great journalists on TV. I'm here to tell you, folks, I'm the leader of Stinchfield's army, okay? I am just your voice. I am not a journalist. I report on things, but I make sure when I report on them, you are getting the facts you need to know. And oftentimes, that means not telling the other side story the way they want it told, but telling their story that is factual and truthful to expose them as liars. That's not a journalist. A journalist tells both sides, lets you decide. I'm basically here to tell you how to decide. I'll give you both sides, but in the end, I tell you how to decide, and I hope you stand with me. I know most of you do, and I'm really, really, really grateful for all of that. Moon McDare, I see this here. Grant would be a great press secretary. Thank you so much, Moon. Watching on Rumble. We got a nice crowd on Rumble, Getter and Facebook as well. And happy birthday, Wild Arms, 39 this week. That is great stuff. And you are right, Wild Arms. There is no such thing as an unbiased anything anymore. But there should be, because journalism is about being unbiased. And we've got to figure out a way to get back to that where we can have real journalistic outlets where you just get both sides of a story and then you decide. It's not happening anymore in America. Hey, folks, I want to tell you real quick before I get to President Trump's "they're not human" comments, which is also part of the wrap-up smear campaign this weekend. Boy, they're doozies going after President Trump the way they are. I want to tell you about my friends over at Midas Gold Group as I wish you a very happy St. Patrick's Day. Make America great again. Midas Gold Group gave me this great hat for St. Patrick's Day. I'm grateful for them. They are where I get gold from. And believe me, I've started to collect gold as well because I see the sign that this world, forget about the country, this world is not going in the right direction. So I want to make a portfolio protection maneuver, and that means putting some of my money into commodities like gold, precious metals, to protect the money that I have in the stock market, which I'm very fearful of. Even though the stock market is doing well, I'm still very fearful. So some of my money is going into gold. I'm watching China buy up gold in record numbers. I'm watching other central banks across the world buy up gold. Why wouldn't you go where the smart money goes? So Midas Gold Group can help you. No account too big or too small. These guys are veteran owned. They think like us. They believe like us. They wouldn't send me a hat like this if they didn't. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD. So many of my viewers and listeners, that Midas supports me on every platform, by the way. So many of my viewers and listeners, they go into their office. Phoenix and LA, they have offices, but they do business around the country, obviously. They hang out with these guys. Everybody becomes friends because they are such great patriots. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. All right. President Trump also comes out and says they're not human when it comes to migrants in America. Now, do you believe these comments? I don't. I don't believe they were just related to migrants that are well-intentioned coming here. I think this is related to the criminals. So let's go see what President Trump meant by this. And I want to thank Elon Musk for this. Elon Musk tweeted out the entire speech with context, something CNN and MSNBC will not do.
Unbelievable when I see it going. But I got to know all these people. They're very smart, very streetwise.
So when he says all these people there, he's talking about the leaders of Venezuela, El Salvador, Guatemala, all of these types of countries.
And I would do the same thing. If I had prisons that were teeming with MS-13 and all sorts of people that they've got to take care of for the next 50 years, right? Young people, they're in jail for years. And if you call them people, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion. But I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say. They say you have to vote against him because did you hear what he said about humanity? I've seen the humanity, and these humanity, these are bad. These are animals, okay? And we have to stop it. We can't have another Lakin. We have so many people. We have so many people being hurt so badly and being killed. They're sending their prisoners to see us.
Now, just that alone, what do you think President Trump is talking about? They're sending our prisoners to see us. These people are not human. They're very bad people. Okay? He's talking about prisoners.
They're sending and they're bringing them right to the border and they're dropping them off and we're allowing them to come in. And these are tougher than anybody we've got in the country. These are hardened criminals and we've got hundreds of thousands of them. And we're not going to take it. We're just not going to take it. We're destroying. They are destroying our country. I'm telling you, he's the worst president we've ever had and the most incompetent president we've ever had. And he's also the most crooked president we have ever had. Now, other than that, I think he's doing an excellent job. Do we agree?
As only President Trump can put it. So as you look at that, right, I want you to look at what Martha Raddatz, how she portrayed it. Okay? Watch.
That was just the beginning. Trump stoking more fear about migrants at the southern border. Trump at one point saying they're not people.
Well, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion. But I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say. These are bad. These are animals.
And while blasting the auto industry.
So do you see what she did there? One, there's what we call a white flash in the business. It means they cut the soundbite. Now, sometimes you can cut the soundbite if everything's in context. I was taught by some great journalists along the way. You know, I was a mainstream media reporter. For a while, I was very unbiased. The way I got my conservative values across in the mainstream media was to do stories that nobody would ever do, all right? The benefits of private partnership in things in communities, the benefits of entrepreneurship. These are the stories that I would love to cover so I could get my conservative beliefs out without breaking my oath of being an unbiased journalist. You have to capture the essence of the interview or capture the essence of the speech by saying they're not human, these people. Did not capture the essence of the speech. The essence of the speech was, I know the leaders of these countries. They got very violent, bad people in these prisons. I'd send them to America too. Get them out of my country. I don't want them here. These are very bad people. They're not human. That's the essence of what President Trump says. And then she cuts out portions of it and to lead you astray in all of this. Now, what did they not cover? The mainstream media. Because this is very important as well, because if people are going to decide who they want to vote for, you want to hear from the candidate themselves, not just the mainstream media going after them, criticizing them, making stuff up, lying by omission, and that's all you get from the mainstream media. You don't get the essence of President Trump's speech.
With your vote, we will throw out the Bidenomics and we will reinstate a thing called MAGAnomics. Crooked Joe Biden and his socialist thugs are looting trillions and trillions of dollars from the American people and giving it to radical left lunatics and friends. But Biden's reign of plunder and terror stops the day I take the oath of office. The hardworking American taxpayer will once again have a friend and a fighter and a champion in the White House.
Now, do you think the mainstream media ran that soundbite for President Trump? Of course not. We're throwing out Bidenomics and instituting MAGAnomics, America First principles that put Americans first, that put the economy back on track to success. That's what people want. So here's my prediction. The mainstream media and this bloodbath hoax, the mainstream media and this they're not human hoax, it will backfire on them. Ratings will continue to plunge for these mainstream media outlets. Readership will continue to decline. Joe Biden's poll numbers will continue to decline. I just saw that Kamala Harris now ekes out Joe Biden in approval ratings. Now, neither one of them are very good. They're down in the 30s. But Kamala is now beating Joe Biden in approval ratings. That's how bad Joe Biden is doing. We should be grateful that that's who we're running against. Let's hope he makes it to the finish line so President Trump can continue to run against him and they don't throw us any surprises, because right now he's the best guy we could ask for to run against. And so as I wrap it up here, I will leave you with this from President Trump.
If this election isn't won, I'm not sure that you'll ever have another election in this country. Does that make sense? I don't think you're going to have another election in this country if we don't win this election. I don't think you're going to have another election, or certainly not an election that's meaningful. And we better get out, or we better. I actually say that the date, remember this, November 5th, I believe it's going to be the most important date in the history of our country. I believe that. This country is weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference against Biden's top political opponent. Never happened. We're not going to let it happen. We're not going to let it happen.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, I've been in this game now for a long time, the conservative talk game. I guess it's now over a decade. Before that, 25 years in mainstream media. So over a decade in the conservative talk game, and every presidential election, I say it's the most consequential election of our lives. And I was right every time. It's gotten more and more consequential because the left has moved further and further to the left. Every election we face, they get further and further more radical. So this is the most consequential election of our lives. I would imagine the next one will be too, depending on their candidate. I don't know how you get more consequential than this one, though, because Joe Biden has completely destroyed what America is all about, what President Trump has restored, what we believe in. But you know what? Now, let me leave you with this, with a little bit of hope. Because even with Joe Biden at the helm, even with the weaponization of the Justice Department, even with the uncertainty and the war on energy, even with enemies on the move across the globe, there's no other country I would rather live in. And I will tell you, I've thought about this. Where can I go? Not that I'm going to pack up ship and give up, but if I had to give up, if Joe Biden wins next time around and I wanted to leave the country, where do I go? There's no place else, folks. There's no place else. This is the greatest nation in the world. And I will never give up fighting for it. And I hope you never give up fighting for it as well. You wouldn't be watching me right now on a Sunday at what time? Eastern time, 12:45 in the middle of your Sunday afternoon, watching me if you didn't love this country so much. So take what you got today from this program, share it with everybody you know, and take it to the water cooler tomorrow. When these leftists, when these uninformed, just lazy Americans, right? The lazy, intellectually lazy, that don't want to educate themselves. You educate them for me, okay? You educate them. Tell them exactly what President Trump says. Don't get mad at them. Nurture them. These people need help. They're blind liberal zombies and the media is taking advantage of them. We've got to build our audience and we've got to build it fast. November is coming. So let's get out there and let's make it happen. All right, folks, that is going to do it for us today. Of course, the website is grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com. Please, everybody, sign up for the email list if you can. Be great to have you there. GrantStinchfield.com. That's how I get in touch with you. Stinchfield1776 on all the social media platforms. TikTok reinstated me. I can't believe it. So Stinchfield1776 there, except I got a new TikTok called Not Grant Stinchfield. Maybe I make that my backup account now. Go give that one a follow. I know I tell everybody to stay off TikTok, but here's how I want you to use TikTok. You get an old phone, okay? Say you switch to Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/Grant. Say you switch to Patriot Mobile, you take your old phone, put TikTok on as a burner phone and keep pushing the message there. But don't use that phone for anything else, okay? Because China's spying. All right, folks, you guys are the best. You really are. Thank you so much for spending this day with me and this afternoon, a little time we did. And Real America's Voice Show, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Tune into that. We got the radio show that streams here, AM 870 out in Los Angeles. I do that from Dallas. Proud to bring the fight to California, which certainly needs it. All right, folks, you guys rock. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. We'll see you again real soon.